Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I bring this to you because I believe you're going to have a problem with it, a major problem with it, because I think that this breaks the code of the locker room. So an unnamed Dolphins teammate, an unnamed Dolphin.
Put your name on it.
An unnamed Dolphin.
Right.
Put out there about Tua Tagovailoa. Tua! That, quote, he can't make every throw. He's only going to take us so far. I'm wasting my career here if that's what we're doing, end quote.
Maybe that's what Brian Flores felt.
This is a Dolphin teammate.
Yeah, I know that. I hate that. I hate stuff like that, you know? And, you know, who knows who it is? And, you know, I could probably think of five guys on that team that would say something.
Well, there's
like
got to be someone on the offense, don't you think?
No.
You don't think so?
No, it could be a defensive back who sees him every day in practice and knows that, you know, things aren't, his arm strength isn't what it needs to be.
Okay.
But, you know, I actually thought he got better this year. You know, and he took a lot more short passes and was a little bit more careful with the ball than he was the year before. You know, it wasn't a great season, but it wasn't also a totally terrible season. He gets hurt again, so he does have that problem. But, you know, look, there's so many different people that have so many different opinions, and everybody can get their opinion out there. And it's so much easier these days than it used to be. I hate to hear stuff like that. I really do. You know, I mean, Tua is a good dude. He's a... He probably puts all the time and effort into it, and he's probably, you know, his size and his arm strength are, those are his weaknesses.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what do you gain out of going, being the unnamed teammate, going to the newspaper? Like, does he actually think that him putting that out there is going to influence the decision makers in Miami to get rid of him?
Well, I do believe that there are probably a few players that feel that way. I'm sure that there are a number of Tennessee Titans that feel that Ryan Tannehill is not their quarterback of the future.
Yeah, okay. I don't disagree with those takes, but I mean, to me, it's the way you go about it. Like, if you are someone who is a, let's say, a star player on the Dolphins, and let's say a star player said this, you should be able to go to the people that are in the organization, the decision makers, and be able to say that.
No.
You should be able to.
It sounds really easy to say that. I mean, is Al going to go to the program director and tell that he's not happy with the programming?
I think he just did.
on programming on other shows around here that he has no part of?
Well, he just did.
Yeah, I guess he did.
He sent that email out about the guests, so we did do that, yeah.
All right, but again, in this situation, it's not surprising to me.
Yeah.
It may be disappointing, but it's not surprising at all. I mean, you know, we all have an opinion. We all see what we see, and we all can have a strong opinion about it. And the guy who has seen him every day in practice sounds to me like somebody like a defensive back would say something like this.
Really?
Yes.
See, I thought it would definitely be an offensive player.
No, I think it's a defensive player.
All right. I just figured wide receiver right off the bat. Like, you can't make every throw. I'm wasting my career.
Well, I would think also defensive back who has to cover those wide receivers. And it's probably a defensive back that is considered a very good defensive back. In other words, has a really good career going. So you can narrow it down. Because what does the guy say? My career is being ruined.
Yeah, I'm wasting my career.
I'm wasting my career. So here's a guy that obviously is a real player. Now,
sure.
This is not some, like, you know, second or third string guy. This is a main guy on their team saying this.
This is what I'm
you
saying.
You can't handle that? I don't know what to tell you.
True. So it's not the offensive lineman. It's not the running backs.
Yeah.
It's either got to be a wide receiver or it's got to be a defensive back. Or maybe, you know, it could also be, like, if I were Jeffrey Simmons, who played his ass off against the Bengals and was in the backfield the whole damn day, and, you know, you have nothing to show for it at the end of that game, You know, I can understand where he may say or question, you know, what the quarterback is doing. Because he knows, because after the game, he gave Joe Burrow all this love about how tough he was and how he stood in there. And, you know, meanwhile, his other quarterback is running into the locker room after throwing three interceptions.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if you want to tell your friends about it or you talk about it with a like-minded teammate or whatever. You go home and you commiserate with your wife about it or whatever, but... I mean, to go to the newspaper and be the unnamed teammate trashing the quarterback publicly.
No, I always tell you that within the body of the team, you're dealing with all family members, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just your own teammate you're dealing with. You're dealing with who they're dealing with outside the facility. Like, everybody's dealing with, like, the outside distractions of your team. And I'm sure that Antonio Brown created a million distractions for Tampa Bay. Because you know... Every family member, every friend was texting their friend on the Tampa Bay team.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically saying, what just happened? Is he okay? Is that nuts? Has this been building? You know, and all of a sudden, all these people are answering these questions. Also, I found out one other really interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the in-season HBO Hard Knocks.
With the Indianapolis Colts?
The Indianapolis Colts. It was really well done. I have to say it was well done. And I talked to Frank about it, you know, last week. And he says, you know, in certain ways it was really good because when they were in the rooms, the meeting rooms, everybody was up and in and really into it. And, you know, we really get a lot done in our meetings. And it was great. And he knew the producer personally. So they were able to make sure that, you know, that there were no secrets that got out.
Okay.
There. But he said that we also had, if you really think about it, you know, in the NFL, every coach after Sunday's game, win or lose, you come in Monday most of the time and you review the tape of the game that you just played. And if you just lost a game, you know, you're going to hear it from the coaches. But when you show up on Wednesday morning, you're now on to the next game and that last game is behind you.
Okay.
You don't even want to think about that last game. Win or lose, win or lose. You want to start thinking about your next game. So think about this HBO Hard Knocks in season. It's on a Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. And who's watching it other than just like us people that love football and are in it? The Indianapolis Colts themselves are probably watching it. The mm-hmm. players are watching it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And what are they reliving? They're reliving what happened on Sunday.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're trying to turn the page to think about the next game.
Interesting.
So there could have been an adverse effect somewhere along the line if you are caught up in the last game and not thinking about the next game.
That is interesting. I could label that as an excuse, but it is interesting. All right, Boomer and Gio on the fan.
Time out. I'm not labeling it as
no,
an excuse.
No, I could. I mean, I could but, I could say yeah, it sounds
no,
like an
I'm
excuse
just telling
to
you,
me.
It's real, though. I mean, like, you're thinking, like, what? I'm just trying to think. I don't think, as you get ready to open your bugles.
Yeah, I was going to go to break, and you didn't want to go to break, and I was going to look at the bugles. So.
Right, so open the bugles and start eating the bugles.
Yeah.
But I don't think you, not to like bring this up and smash it in your face, but no, I don't want a bugle. Thank
you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Delicious.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. They're whetting your appetite. But I know you've never been in an NFL locker room.
Yeah, no, I've heard that before. Yeah,
yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. And you probably don't understand the psychology of that locker room.
Okay.
And how it has to all be in lockstep with one another, you know?
I don't they make caramel bugles?
Do they really?
I have an interesting flavor choice, is it not?
Yeah, but I'm not doing that.
Like nacho cheese makes sense. Ranch makes sense. The original delicious
sea salt
bugle makes sense. Caramel bugle.
Any sea salt?
They don't have that available. Doesn't look like. A caramel bugle. Very strange.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
See what John Stockton said? He said it's well documented that 150 professional athletes are dead that are vaccinated. See this?
What?
Yes.
Yeah. 150 athletes? Right.
That's what he's saying, yeah. He got it from some FACACTA anti-vax website and then just went with it.
And just totally went with it. And it's if you fact check it, you could find and see that it's a totally bogus story.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that like people search for, you know, when they're anti-vax or anti-mask or something. They'll search the internet for stuff to back their claims.
You can find something to back anything.
Yeah.
I was saying, so here's, I'm reading from a fact checked story in regards to this. According to the Gateway Pundit, that's where this came from, the list shows that there may be something wrong with the vaccine if the world's greatest athletes suffer or die after taking the vaccines. Now, according to this website, more than 300 athletes, including students, professionals, amateurs, and retirees from around the world, were included. We reviewed publicly all the information for each of the 19 professional athletes who either came from or played in the U.S., we found no proof of any casual relationship in any of the cases between the vaccines and the injuries or the deaths. We also found out, despite the description of them as athletes, 13 of the 19 were retired from their sport.
This is the Stockton quote. I think it's highly recorded now. There's 150, I believe, now. It's over 100 professional athletes dead. Professional athletes, the prime of their life. Dropping dead that are vaccinated right on the pitch, right on the field, right on the court.
When?
Doesn't mean it's
where?
Obvious. He's just making it up.
While in most cases, death or injury remains unknown, they did find several cases in which men or their families point to other causes such as medical histories. In one case, a former hockey player had been struggling with drug addiction and died of an overdose. Not from a vaccine. So, and then, of course, there's another one. Hank Aaron, a baseball legend who played 21 seasons, of course, with the Atlanta Braves, died on January 22.
Wait a second. That's not what John Stockton's saying. He's saying that these guys are in the prime of their careers.
Yeah, I know that. So but what I'm saying, this other site went back and tried to clarify all of this.
He's saying that they're dropping dead while they're playing.
Yes.
He goes right on the pitch, right on the field, on the court.
This also goes back to the fact that he did not want to wear a mask at Gonzaga.
Got his season tickets pulled.
Right, his season tickets pulled.
Yeah, that's where this all started from.
And did you read his quotes about that?
Yeah, I think
I didn't understand what he was saying. Like, I'm a public figure and they deserve to see me or something weird.
He doesn't seem like he's all there these days. It's John Stockton. Yeah. Let's see if I can find those quotes. Yeah, I can't right now, but yeah, he doesn't seem like he's got it all together. 100 NBA Hall of Famer John Stockton said 100 plus professional athletes have died from the COVID vaccine mid-game.
Imagine, there's no words.
Imagine Tyreek Hill goes to, wait a second. He's dead mid-stride. That damn Pfizer. God have him again. Boy, what a tragedy as they scoop him up off the field.
You think you're going to live forever? We're not.
I could die mid-game from the vaccine, as John Stockton said. Anyway, that was entertaining to me.
It's bizarre is what that is.
Jerry's back with the update. What's happening, Jerry?
We're powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. And the NFL, as we gear up for Championship Sunday, really is about the head coach prospects around the league. The Giants, of course, in the market for one. It looks like Brian Daboll on tap today. Patrick Graham tomorrow. Brian Flores Thursday. Dan Quinn did meet with the Giants yesterday. Also, I think Quinn had another couple of interviews lined up as well around the league. And also, the big question in the NFL is that of Sean Payton. Is he coming back to coach the Saints or not? No one seems to know. Not even sure if he knows at this point. Tom Brady spoke on the Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray. So for him, he's got to make a decision on his future. When exactly will you decide?
Well, I think the point is there's no really rush for me to figure out what's next. I'll know when I know.
Okay.
No rush for you is a rush for the Buccaneers organization.
Agreed.
Though.
Yeah.
I would think there would be more of a rush for the New Orleans Saints to know who their coach is.
I think both are very important, obviously.
Well, they are, but, you have a coach that's been there. You paid him a lot of money. He's got 3 years left in his contract. Is he quitting or is he not?
Well, Gail Benson did say she expected to know soon.
Okay.
So I don't know if that means she's spoken to him or not, but see if that sorts itself out. In terms of Brady, he says this is about more than just me.
I have kids now, too. And I care about them a lot as well.
He also made it clear his wife, Giselle, struggles with this every Sunday.
It pains her to see me get hit out there. And, she deserves what she needs from me as a husband. My kids deserve what they need from me as a dad.
Yep.
I bet you his kids love it.
I bet you they do, too.
The kids love it. I mean, my kids loved it. They love it.
Especially as they get older, I would think so, right?
Yeah, and they understand who daddy is and what he's doing and how cool it is to go to the game and go to the box and then go down on the field.
They were pretty fired up during that comeback.
Yes.
That was good stuff. One more from Brady. He will do things the only way he knows how.
I don't leave anything half-assed. I think I leave it with everything that I have. My physical being, I work really hard on that. I feel like I give everything I can to my teammates.
So we'll see.
See, I wish you guys would stop being so half-assed around. I really, honestly.
Give me
what
a break.
What if I half-assed?
You guys could learn a little something from him.
Who's half-assed in anything?
I got the TB12 book in my car.
There's no half-assed in it.
All right.
That's insulting to your
staff. Well, you guys quit the softball team. That's half-assed.
Well, that has nothing to do with the job.
I actually blame you for that.
That's part of the job.
Not great. I blame you, Boomer.
Why do you blame me?
You can't schedule games on Monday night. Tuesday night. When is silly?
I didn't schedule the games. I was not the scheduler.
Had you scheduled the games on Thursdays, I don't think we would have had this problem.
Oh, really?
Right. And then also sitting all of us on the bench after making us travel as far as we traveled.
So Bobby Bellini could get in the game.
Boy, you love going after Bobby Bellini.
Yeah, we're trying to win.
Sucking up all this time.
You guys learned something about winning, didn't you?
I want winners.
I didn't learn a thing.
Yeah, you did.
From that time.
Yeah, you did.
I learned that I can't throw the ball back to you.
That was
I learned that my quads are not intact. That's what I learned.
That's what I knew that there was something wrong because you were catching against the Hebrew home.
That's right.
And you just could not throw the ball back to me from
couldn't do it.
The catcher to the pitcher. Just couldn't throw it.
I lost my mind.
I remember. I saw.
Couldn't do it.
What the F is this?
Oh, my God. Thank God I never have to do this again. Thank God.
Oh, it's funny. Well, listen, you get the fat sucked out of you. Maybe you'll be back into it.
Yeah. That's right. I got to talk to
What are we doing with that?
I got to talk to Spike about it after the show today, actually.
Well, we're going
to
do a liposuction on the
show? No.
The sonic melting.
Yes. Yeah, pee out your fat.
I'm in on that. I love that idea.
Yeah, pee out your fat. That's what we're doing.
Remember the guy called last week?
Yeah. No, I know. I thought he was doing liposuction.
No. That's too involved.
That also seems like an ordeal.
Yeah, that's too involved. Apparently, it's more for women than men.
You could take that liposuction and put it in your ass to give yourself a bigger ass. Isn't that like the big thing in the world, to get a bigger ass?
To suck the fat out of my belly and stick it in my ass?
Yeah.
No, I'm not looking for a bigger ass. I'm not looking for that. It's not
I need to have my ass three times the size of what it is right now.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
Or why you said it.
That was a good pull, Eddie. I have no idea where that came from.
That was from September of 2020.
I'm still applauding Eddie when you mentioned the word incest before, that he was able to get Al in the bathtub with his sister.
Yeah, I know.
Within 5 seconds.
And he said, that's my only incest drop, so don't expect any more.
That's what he said to me.
And by the way, thank God it's the only one.
I know. Let me open up the incest folder. Oh, just one drop in here. Okay.
I can't believe that you and Al haven't spoken about that on your podcast somewhere.
What's that?
Him incest. And his...
I don't know that we've had a story about it come up. We don't just make stuff up. We pull them from the newspaper.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There has to be something.
Maybe.
Like that.
I don't know. Not that I can remember. And where the him talking about being in the bathtub with his sister, I don't remember how that came about either. It was not an incest story, I can tell you that.
Oh, God.
That I've got a robot here that looks exactly like your sister.
Robot incest, you've hit that. You've hit that on the podcast.
That's a bit much. So while we talk about Championship Sunday, teams not there that should have been there or thought they would be there, well, that's the Packers. Running back A.J. Dillon did speak yesterday. Very, very difficult to be in the spot they're in, which is home.
We're pretty heartbroken. Nobody expected this, but, you know, that is the game of football, and, you know, that's why they say any given Sunday.
Okay, so what is next now that you've reached the offseason?
I think everybody's just going to take a second to breathe and kind of come to peace with their thoughts and, you know, figure out next steps and how they can get better and improve and, you know, try to, you know, just get better.
Pray to God that Aaron Rodgers comes back.
That too.
Yes.
And that will certainly be a situation for them. All right. Cavaliers-Knicks last night in Cleveland. The Knicks were down by 15. They fought all the way back. They got the game even, and then Cleveland came up with a big shot.
Rebound comes back to Evan. Evan in traffic. Lob left side. Garland. Heads to the corner. Three on the way. Good! Darius Garland hits the bomb from the left corner. Right in front of the Knicks bench.
Yeah, he didn't have a good night, but he had a big moment there. That was Cavs radio with the call. They would wind up beating the Knicks 95-93. All of that starting at least that possession and that hoop with an offensive rebound, the kick out, the slide, and the three. Here was head coach Tom Thibodeau.
Then it came down to basically a loose ball offensive rebound that they got that turned it into a three. And that's the difference in the game.
And speaking of a three, you got a missed three from 35, 40 feet from Julius Randle that would have won it. They don't. Kevin Love had 20 points and 11 rebounds. R.J. Barrett, 24 points. Randle, 18 points, but just on 6 of 17 shooting. Cavs, 29-19. They've won 7 of 8. The Knicks have lost 4 of 5. They are 23-25. Nets, Lakers tonight. We'll have that for you on the fan at 7:30. Also, the Suns and Bulls won last night. St. John's beat up Seton Hall pretty good, 84-63 last night. And Rutgers home for Maryland this evening. A couple more, at least one more here from Buck Showalter. He met the media on a Zoom conference yesterday along with Billy Epler. Buck, in his first year as Mets manager, right now dealing with a lockout.
I'm hoping for the best. I think the players are too, and I'm not going to get into handicapping the lockout, but you know, we're trying to prepare for all scenarios, knowing that it's probably completely such is impossible, but we're going to try.
And you're going to try all scenarios for when they get on the field, and hopefully it will be soon because the league and the Players Association, according to multiple reports, met for 2 to 3 hours yesterday, and some, I don't want to get too positive, but some progress said to be made, and they will meet again today. So that's good. 2 days in a row. I was surprised. 2 hours? Like, that's what else are they doing?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like, sit there for 8 hours and let's start hashing something out, no?
Yeah, I mean, if you actually cared about getting it done.
Well, we're closing in on February.
Yeah, I mean, we always talk spring training, February, pitchers and catchers, the whole thing. So there's definitely going to be some time missed in spring training. There's no doubt about it.
It's certainly, you would think so anyway. And then finally, the Rangers played the Kings last night. You got goals from Chris Kreider, then Barkley Goodrow, who would tie it in the third, and it would go to a shootout.
Fox against Quick. Fox fakes. Scores! Rangers win!
Now, earlier, that was Sam...
Highway to the Ranger Zone.
That was Sam Rosen on MSG. Earlier, we heard from Gerard Gallant. Adam Fox does not usually do this, but he did last night. And then the game winner or the deciding goal, whatever you want to call it. Here's Fox, who says, new to me.
I'm not too familiar with going in shootouts, but I saw he was a little aggressive, I guess. But, I just kind of had that move in mind and stuck with it, and, it worked out.
A beautiful move, as a matter of fact. And so the Rangers get 2 more points. It moves them to 28-11-4 on the season. Igor Shesterkin with 34 saves for the Rangers. Yes. Tonight you got the Devils and Stars, and you have the Islanders back in action as they take on the Philadelphia Flyers.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You know what happened 35 years ago today?
It just came to you this? You had a memory like that?
No. Somebody sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't come up with it. I would have never even thought about it.
No, you say it just came to me, like, so one of those things. Like, it just came to me that...
From a trusted source.
Oh, okay. So you just... Someone sent you something.
Yes. Trusted source.
Trusted source sent you something.
Yes, I know exactly who it is. And
okay.
I know who the person is. And some 35 years ago, we heard this for the first time.
Phil Simms, you've just won the Super Bowl. What are you doing next?
I'm going to go to Disney World.
First time we ever heard a athlete say he was going to go to Disney World after winning a world championship.
Oh, the best. Phil Simms, 35 Phil Simms. Years. Happy anniversary, Phil.
And he got paid $75,000 to do that.
Wow.
Probably hasn't spent a penny on it. Probably got it all in the bank. Over
75.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
$75,000 35 years ago, too.
That's pretty good money.
This is the equivalent of like $750,000 today.
Well, inflation and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, people ask me, are you going to Disney World? I say, maybe I'll go to Disneyland. So congratulations, Phil, on all your success.
35 years ago.
On all your success.
There he is.
There's Phil. Look at that.
Look at that.
What a wonderful.
Why is that so foggy?
Because it's out of focus. That's why.
It should be in focus, though.
But it's not in focus.
Why is it not in focus?
I don't know. Hey, Stephen Waldron, are you there? Stephen from CBS Sports.
We tried to get it as quick as we could, and we're apologizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just saying, I don't know why you didn't, you know, the NFL Today picture that we have over Gio's shoulder there, why that is not focused a little bit tighter and better.
They're working on it.
It was too quick. We apologize.
All right. So, you know, I had to hang that picture here because we can't get a picture up over at CBS. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You know, Phil in that one, I've said this before, looks like a piece of taxidermy. Not his best picture.
It's like, I think he looks great. I mean, why do you...
It's like scratch and sniff embalming fluid in that thing.
I'm a little annoyed at this stiff white thing.
Where do we want to go here?
Oh, God.
Mark is in Floral Park. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Great to talk to you.
What's
Thanks,
up,
Mark?
Man?
What's happening?
Hey, Boomer. So you always talk about how these quarterbacks pre-draft. You got to make sure that they're all in on the team, all in on everything. Do you think that, or what impact do you think a guy like Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or even Tom Brady, where there's rumors they may retire, may leave the team, impact on the morale on the team or whatnot, and affect the play on the field?
Oh, I think it affects everybody. It affects the owners. It affects the coaching staff. It affects the marketing and sales people. It affects everybody. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers want Tom Brady to come back. The Green Bay Packers want Aaron Rodgers to come back. Nobody wants to be left out in the wind. And by the way, the New Orleans Saints want Sean Payton to come back, you know, because they can sell these guys. But, you know, look, they all, especially Tom Brady, he deserves as much time as he needs. You know, for 20 years, he stayed in one place and was always there and always showed up. And, you know, now he led this team to a Super Bowl victory down in Tampa Bay and also into the playoffs his second year, and may have had his best year ever when you look at the numbers that he put up. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I personally hope he comes back for another year, and I hope that Aaron Rodgers finishes his career in Green Bay. And as, you know, Matt LaFleur said yesterday to the Green Bay media, look, we can massage the salary cap. We can keep our key players if we need to be. And there'll be some tough decisions for sure. But if Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers want to stay together, they can keep them there. They can.
Yeah, I mean, if Sean Payton, too, I was thinking about his situation. Yeah, he may go to TV and it's cushy and doesn't have to worry about things and stress and get paid a decent amount of money. So it's hard to argue.
A ton of money.
It's hard to argue. But you still could make more money coaching, no?
Yeah, but you know what? The thing that I've learned from Coach Cower over these years, and also Frank for that matter, I mean, it's just what happens to their life when they're in the midst of it and how all-encompassing coaching in the NFL is. And
so you take $5 million less for the stress level being reduced.
Hey, dude, Sean Payton's leaving coaching and going into the booth. He's not taking $5 million less. You know, and believe you me, with Amazon out there for Thursday Night Football and everything else going on in the broadcast
industry.
So
you're telling me he's going to get paid as much to coach in the NFL as he would, like, once a week or a couple of times on TV?
Yep.
And the coaching never stops. It's 365.
That's what I'm saying. So,
for a TV guy.
Yeah, but he's a personality. He's got a name. And he's got... And there's money to burn. So certain parts of our industry have money to burn. They do. They have to spend.
Man, oh, man. Then what the hell is he doing then? I wouldn't be even thinking about it. I'd just go to TV. Who wants to hire him?
Well, that's could be Amazon. Could be Fox, depending on what Troy Aikman's going to end up doing.
Oh, is that what I read? Was it that he wants to go to Fox because Aikman could go somewhere else?
Yeah. But, you know, and he'll find it just like I found it, just like Drew Brees has found it and everybody else. When you come off the field and you go right into the booth. You know, it's not that easy to sit there in judgment of the players that you just came off the field with, and the coaches, for that matter.
Louie's in New Jersey. What's going on, Louie?
Boomer, is that you?
Yeah. Hey. What's up?
I gotta make it quick. I'm in the hospital. I had a hip replacement.
Jeez.
Hey, Boomer.
Yeah.
I got a criticism about the NFL.
Okay.
Listen to what I'm saying. I saw five games.
Yep.
Five over the weekend, all end up with field goals. No, it's missing. Not one defensive back out of five teams made a play on the ball.
I don't know. You weren't watching the Bengals? You wouldn't watch their three interceptions?
No. I'm talking about the five that won with a field goal. When they went for the field goal, not one player made a play. And that's not good.
Well, I don't know exactly what you're trying to get to, but I thought that the pass rush in the Buffalo and Kansas City game basically waned as the game went on and went into overtime.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to a word he said about football. I was just thinking about what type of person calls up the radio station, sits on hold for an hour and a half.
He's sitting
and
in the hospital. He just
the
had
second he comes on, he goes, I'm in the hospital. I got my hip replaced. Like, why are you even telling us that?
Well, because that's why he sat on hold for an hour and a half.
But I didn't ask him any of it. He just blurted it out. Like, just... Nobody. I didn't say, why'd you wait on hold? He's like, hey, Boomer, is that you? Hey, I'm in the hospital. I had hip surgery.
And then he said all five games this weekend.
Yeah, I know. What's the fifth one?
That's why he was maybe on some sort of drugs. Carmen in Linden. Carmen, what's up?
I'll tell you, Boomer, I am so excited to be able to speak to you. I've been listening to you for forever with Carton. And I've never been able to get through to the morning show, and I'm a great fan of Sal's.
You in the hospital?
No, I'm not.
All right, good. Just making sure.
So what's going on, Carmen?
I'm in the hospital. I did pull my car off the parkway, though, in traffic so that I could talk to you.
Oh, my goodness, and you've been waiting for a long time. So anyway, go ahead. It better be good.
Well, I hope it is. Boomer, this is specifically for you because I appreciate the time that all the time that you spent in the NFL, and when you give your opinion, you've been there, and that's why this the NFC Championship game between the Rams and the 49ers. I wonder how many people actually pick those two teams to be in the finals, and what the excitement level will be there in California, with the type of fans in California. I'm disappointed in the championship game being between them, the two of them. And one last thing, and I'll go. And I am so
please
happy
don't.
That I got to address you, Boomer. I respect you so much. In the AFC, I'm from New Jersey, and I'm a big Giant fan and New York Metropolitan fan. I root for the Jets. I root for all our teams. I was just hoping that the game, which was a game for the ages between the Buffalo Bills and the Chiefs, I was just hoping that that was the championship game. Yeah. But I was excited for the chance of Buffalo at least representing this area. I'll get off the phone.
Thanks, Carmen.
Oh,
that's
too bad.
Yeah, too bad. Thank you. You know what? He was right, though. Like, I know Coach Cowher picked the Rams. I think when we did the picks.
Yeah.
What were our picks this week?
Oh, God. Hold on.
I want to feel like...
I don't remember what our picks were. Why? What point are you getting to?
Well, the point is that I think both defenses on the road, especially the 49er defense, was unbelievable.
I remember. I mean,
they assault people.
I picked the Niners and the Bucks, so I was wrong about the Bucks. Yeah.
So, but and it's going to be round three out there in SoFi Stadium.
How excited is the California fan over this particular match?
I think the San Francisco 49er fan's excited, I'll tell you that.
For those two teams to be out there, they've got to be.
Don't you think so?
At a fever pitch, I would imagine.
I'm sure.
I pulled my car over to give you verbal diarrhea for 2.5 minutes and not have any sort of coherent thought. Oh, Christ almighty.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.